look after yourself and be kind to yourself. We're in really difficult times at the moment, you know, something that we've never experienced before. And I know that a lot of people are finding it challenging in a number of ways. So be kind to yourself.
You're listening to The Grow Show with me, Gary Jones.
So hey folks, how are you doing today? Now welcome to The Grow Show. Now The Grow Show is here to help you grow yourself, grow your business and grow your community. And today's guest is the fantastic Daniel Brown. Now I have known Daniel for a number of years. We worked on different products with each other in the past. And Daniel is a hypnotherapist at Daniel Brown Hypnotherapy. But also he's not just a hypnotherapist, he's a tutor with Chrysalis Not-for-Profit Limited. And also the Chair of Trustees at Warwickshire Pride. Now, Daniel is a fantastic guy, and we are going to be talking about a load of different topics, including self-care, anxiety, hypnotherapy, and I'm sure loads of other cool stuff. So, Daniel, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
This is a long time coming, and you were one of the first podcasts I ever did back in, I think, about 4.5 years ago. How times have changed.
Exactly, yeah. Back in the day, it was a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day when we were recording a podcast on my phone in a coffee shop. It was crazy times. But for people who don't know you and what you do at the moment, tell us a kind of an overview of who Daniel Brown is.
So I wear a lot of hats and people know me for different things. So primarily I'm a hypnotherapist and also a counsellor and psychotherapist as well. So I've been doing that for about 11 years now. I have a clinic in Leamington. So that's the full-time job, really, helping people overcome anxiety, lose weight, quit smoking, all that kind of stuff. As well as my therapeutic work, I'm also a tutor for a company called Chrysalis. And that's where I actually did my training to become a therapist. So I'm now back there as a tutor, training the next generation of therapists, I guess. And then also I'm a Chair of Trustees at Warwickshire Pride. So the charity's been running for almost 10 years now, and we support the lesbian, gay, bisexual and trans community in Warwickshire. So we do lots of support services, a lot of social stuff, and a big festival in Leamington each summer, which, because of coronavirus, we're having to take online this year, but we're still going for it.
Brilliant. And we'll cover that side of it later on in the kind of the episode. But to be fair, we could have a whole episode about that side anyway. So in terms of kind of your journey, how did you get into becoming a hypnotherapist? Was it a kind of an overnight decision or was it a gradual process?
So I always say that I fell into hypnotherapy, really. I mean, my background is working in mental health care. I used to support people with schizophrenia after I'd left hospital to try and rehabilitate themselves back into the community. And I really enjoyed the counselling skills that I used in that role. So I thought, right, I'm going to train to become a counsellor. And then as part of the course, there was a hypnotherapy qualification, and I knew nothing about it at that time, apart from what I'd seen on, you know, Little Britain, look into my eyes, not around my eyes, and that kind of thing. But I thought, I'll give it a go anyway. And, you know, from the first lesson, I was hooked, and I thought, wow, hypnotherapy is actually really powerful, really valuable, and can really help people. And it turns out that became the career, so I fell into it, really.
Brilliant. And how, you say that was 11 years ago?
Yeah, so 11 years ago, it's flown by. I can't quite believe that it's been that long. But yeah, 11 years, still here.
Brilliant. So you can kind of see from where you were before that hypnotherapy was a kind of natural progression to go into. But for the people who don't, you know, have got the impression of Little Britain, look into my eyes, not around the eyes, look into my eyes, kind of hypnotherapist, how, you know, what types of people and clients and kind of things do you overcome using hypnotherapy on a day-to-day basis?
Seeing more and more people who are experiencing anxiety. So it's really helpful for that. I also do a lot of weight loss work. So I have a program called the Virtual Gastric Band, which makes people think they've had a gastric band operation, and it achieves the same kind of results. And also I help a lot of people to quit smoking. You know, people never quite believe that they'll come and see me to quit smoking. 90 minutes later, they leave and they never smoke again. But it's, you know, amazing how it works. So a lot of people are quite skeptical about it. And, you know, they've seen things on stage or on telly. But in my experience, the most skeptical people are the ones who it works best for.
True. And if I remember rightly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, we had a conversation years ago about people who let's say want to quit smoking or want to lose weight, but they don't want to. They're over half wanting to, and they're putting pressure on them to do it. So therefore, they're not going to go through the program. It's not going to be effective for them. Have I just made that up, or is that correct?
Mm-hmm. No, you haven't just made that up. And, you know, it's quite surprising, actually, the number of people who come to see me to quit smoking. And it tends to be men who have been sent by their wives and told they've got to quit smoking. But, you know, I'll only see someone if they actually want to be there.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So you've kind of gone full circle from training with Crystalist and then now teaching. Was that always the kind of in the roadmap?
So it wasn't something I'd ever planned, actually, an opportunity. So I didn't hear anything for about 6 months or so. And then they got in touch and invited me to an interview. And it turned out that my tutor was retiring, and they were interviewing to be his replacement. And it just felt like it was meant to be. And everything just slotted into place.
Brilliant. Now, we've already alluded to the fact that people's anxiety levels might be slightly higher at the moment because of corona, COVID-19, and the lockdown that we've experienced here, which is at the time of recorded, being relaxed in different areas. Let's have a chat about that just for a few minutes, because what have you experienced over the last 12 weeks, which is out of the norm compared to the previous 12?
So, I mean, there's been so many changes, as there has for everyone. So, you know, there's all the things that everyone's experiencing, not being able to see family or friends. And, you know, I haven't seen my mum for months, for example. So, you know, all those challenges and new routines, new ways of doing things. But in terms of, you know, thinking about my work, client numbers have actually gone up during the lockdown, and it is more people experiencing stress, anxiety, coping with grief and loss, and the trauma of what's going on and what they're seeing. So I had to adapt my business pretty quickly when it all kicked mm-hmm. off and start seeing clients online, which was great and has worked well. I've now gone back to seeing clients face to face, actually, with quite a strict policy in place and cleaning and hand sanitizing and all that kind of stuff. But I think people are definitely suffering more with their mental health at the moment. That's, you know, what I'm experiencing in other people.
Mm-hmm. So if they're experiencing more kind of mental health issues, does that kind of and anxiety, you know, what kind of steps can they put in place to kind of overcome that on a day-to-day basis?
I think one of the most important things is to have a routine. And I think while you haven't got to go to work and you haven't got your normal routine, it's quite easy to fall into other habits, staying up late, getting up late in the morning. But I think it's important to keep a routine, to go to bed at a regular time, make sure you're getting enough sleep, to eat healthily, drink plenty of water, all those kind of things. Because how you feel physically will affect you mentally. So, you know, make the most of being able to go outside and exercise as well, go walking, go and explore new places. You know, there are lots of things that you can do to help yourself that will help you physically and help you mentally as well.
I love it. And one of the big things that I personally have been doing, I did it beforehand, I've been doing it since August, September time, is my kind of morning routine, which involves doing some movement-based exercise like Tai Chi or yoga. Now a little bit of strength work with press-ups and sit-ups. Go out for a little walk so I can see the leaves on the trees move and I can feel the wind on the face. And that's, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. I read, I meditate, and that gets me in the right frame of mind for the rest of the day. And I notice a massive difference in my kind of focus, my ability to perform and talk and communicate if I don't follow those steps. So a routine is so, so, so important. I've also noticed that for myself, I've worked a shorter day now than I did beforehand, which actually is a habit I quite like. I like working between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock rather than doing 9 to 5:30. And guess what? I'm getting the same amount done, which is great. So routine and kind of adjusting around that is so important. You've already mentioned about you moving online at the start, and now you're back kind of doing face-to-face with in a different environment because you've got the stricter hygiene rules and that kind of thing. Did you already have an online presence before lockdown started, before you pivoted online, or did you have to start from afresh?
So I already had it set up, and I'd already been doing some work online. So clients who are not based locally, you know, who are in other parts of the country, I've worked with them on online, and I've done that for a number of years. So it was already set up. The challenge was trying to get existing clients, you know, the people who are local, to move online. But it worked out quite well, actually.
Lovely. And do you reckon the portion of those will stay online and but a portion will come back? Or do you reckon they'll all come back face-to-face? What's your kind of gut feeling at these early stages?
I think the majority will go back to face-to-face. And I think that's always going to be my preference as well. But a lot of people just prefer seeing someone in person. But I definitely think that there'll be more online work than there was pre-coronavirus. You know, people have adapted quite nicely to it, and you know, if they can have therapy from a comfort of their own home and not have to travel, then you know, it works quite well for them.
Yeah, true. I've got to be that a lot of people are going to be stopping those kind of commutes if they don't have to. They'll only go to the office for kind of community events rather than on a day-to-day basis. I think there's going to be a change there, but it's just interesting to what you hear from my view compared to someone else's view. So thank you for sharing that. In terms of, you know, hypnotherapy and the kind of, yeah, you spoke about your journey, but if someone wanted to get into hypnotherapy or kind of learn a little bit more about it, how could they? You know, is there a course you go on to? You know, are they best just to check out YouTube and check out some videos on there? You know, if they had an interest in it, how could they find more information? And I'm asking you because I trust your opinion and I want to get the best for them. I don't want them to spend hours and hours learning stuff that isn't going to interest them and actually not going to benefit them. So if someone came to you, what would you suggest? Where would they start?
So I think if you've got an interest in hypnotherapy or becoming a hypnotherapist, then yeah, there's lots of great videos on YouTube. I think the most important thing is to get some training. So hypnotherapy is actually an unregulated industry. So, I mean, Gary, you could wake up tomorrow and just decide you're going to be a hypnotherapist and just do it with no qualifications, no insurance, no professional body membership, all that kind of thing. So I would definitely go on a course, get some training if you want to be a hypnotherapist. There's some great books out there as well. I can recommend one. It's called The Hypnotherapy Handbook, or there's another one, How to Be a Hypnotherapist, by Lorraine Gleason, I think it is. You know, so there's some books out there as well that you can read and whet your appetite a bit more.
Brilliant. Let's move into a different area of your kind of life and passion. Let's talk about Watch Your Pride. So how did that all kind of get started, and where is it now compared to where it when you first started? Tell us the story.
So Warwickshire Pride, wow, that has become more than I ever thought it would be. So the county council used to have a youth group for LGBT young people, and when they started making the cuts to the youth service, that was the first thing that went. And so we had all these young people that still needed support, so I set up an independent youth group for them, and that was going quite well, more and more young people coming along. But then I started having adults getting in touch saying, what about services and groups for them? And you know, everything kind of snowballed from there, really. And then I woke up one morning with an idea to put on a Pride festival in Leamington, and I thought to myself, it's going to be fantastic. I'm going to have it in August, so in 3 months' time, it's going to be a really sunny day and thousands of people will come and it'll just be the best thing Leamington's ever seen. And I don't know whether it was the best thing Leamington's ever seen, but it happened pretty much 3 months to the day and the sun did shine and we had about 2,000 people come. So this would have been our eighth year of the festival. We now have about 5,000 people come along and lots of stalls, entertainment. We have some famous acts come along each year. And we do support services all over Warwickshire now and are growing all the time. So it's become much more than I ever thought it was going to be. It was just meant to be a youth group on a Thursday night and that was the plan. So, you know, it's great to see what it is now and it's great that people are getting a lot from it.
I love it. And the support that you give, not only at the event itself, but as you've alluded to, you know, the mini events that you have during the kind of the months leading up to it and all year round is fantastic. So if when you're kind of, you had that bit kind of vision, 3 months time, you were going to set up an event. That was a big hairy ass goal, which is, I love those kind of goals when you think, right, I'm going to do it. Let's do it. Let's put a pin in date in diary. It's going to happen by then. During that time, and actually during the 8 years it's been running, you know, you must have overcome a lot of different barriers. And, you know, without going into too much detail in, you know, a few of those, kind of what do you say to the people who look at it and go, you know, I can't do it. I've got a big hairy ass goal. I can't do it, because you're living proof that actually you can.
I think you just have to go for it. And that's what I've always told myself. Go, you've got a goal, go for it. If it works out, fantastic. If it doesn't, at least I've tried. And I would hate to look back and think, oh, I had that goal then and I didn't do anything about it. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. So I think just go for it. And never take no for an answer from yourself or from other people.
Brilliant advice. And actually, I, following your kind of progress over the last 5 years or however long we've known each other, I can see that. I can completely and honestly see that. So you are living and breathing what you say. You've alluded to kind of the fact that it's not just the main event for Warwickshire Pride, it's kind of helping them all the way throughout the year. So what kind of support do you give people throughout the year in terms of events and online support and in-person support?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have a monthly coffee morning in Leamington. We have a group for transgender people to get together and socialise. We have youth groups now in Leamington and Stratford. And before coronavirus, we were about to start new youth groups in Rugby and Nuneaton, so they'll begin as soon as we're able to. We have a fish and chips night once a month. We do online support, telephone, email support, and we do lots of training now as well. LGBT awareness or transgender awareness training. So we've not long finished doing that for the whole of Rugby Borough Council, all of their staff, and we're looking at trying to get other councils on board. We go into businesses now as well and do talks and workshops, and we're doing a lot of works with schools also. So there's a lot that we do throughout the year, not just to support the community, but to support businesses and other organisations to become more inclusive, more accessible.
That's brilliant. And I can imagine that over the course of the, you know, the time that you've been doing it, attitudes have changed. And, you know, that must kind of, looking back now compared to what people are doing now, does it kind of excite you for the future?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. And yeah, I mean, hasn't it just changed? I mean, when the charity first started, I actually received a letter from a local councillor, from a council who said there are no gay people in Warwickshire. I thought, well, first of all, you're writing to one. So, you know, there's at least one gay in Warwickshire. You know, so to go from that to where we are now, with the council being so supportive now, flying a flag a few times a year and helping with funding for the festival and our support services, you know, we've come a long, long way. There's still a way to go, but I'm very hopeful that we'll get to where we want to be.
Brilliant. So what's next for Warwickshire Pride? You know, if you, corona aside, you know, if you're going to roadmap the next couple of years, where can you see kind of it going?
Wow. So I think we just want to, at the moment, we're trying to stabilize where we're at. We've had a lot of rapid growth over the last few years. So we want to kind of stabilize a bit and just make sure we can do everything that we're currently doing. But we want to reach more places in Warwickshire, particularly rural spots. We're not doing much in the north of the county. So that's kind of a big target at the moment. As for the festival, we want it to continue growing and growing and growing. One thing we were going to do this year is our first parade down the parade in Leamington. Okay. So we'll be doing that next year now when the festival returns, and seeing the whole town rainbowed up.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And same question about your kind of hypnotherapy business. You know, how can you see that changing over the course of the next kind of year or so?
I think, you know, I want to keep getting busier and busier, seeing more clients. But I think my ultimate goal actually is to have my own therapy center and invite other therapists to come and work there. That's the ultimate goal. And I think maybe in about 5 years' time, I'd like to have achieved that somewhere in Leamington. So I think that's the ultimate goal at the moment.
Love it. And I reckon you say 5 years. I don't think it's going to take you 5 years. I'm just going to put the pin in there. I don't think it's going to take you 5 years to do that. If you've got the goal, you'll be able to do it. You've got it. So I'm not going to kind of pin you down, but 5 years, I'll hold you to that. Hold you to that.
I'll do it in two.
You've heard it here first, folks. So we're kind of finishing off the interview. It's been great talking to you about, you know, all of the stuff we've spoken about. I always ask this question right at the end of this interview, and you can, I'm really interested to kind of hear your take on it. I always ask what people's final thoughts is. So this is your one takeaway point that you want the listeners to go away either thinking, doing, or acting upon. So Daniel, before we finish the interview, what's your final thought?
Mm-hmm. My final thought, I'm talking about this a lot at the moment, is to look after yourself and be kind to yourself. We're in really difficult times at the moment, you know, something that we've never experienced before. And I know that a lot of people are finding it challenging in a number of ways. So be kind to yourself is my main point that I want to give to people.
I love it. Thank you very much for your time and also your insights today. Before we finish off, how can people find more information about you? You know, how can people find out more information, first of all, about hypnotherapy, but also what is your pride?
Okay, so if you want to find out more about my hypnotherapy, my website is daniel-brown, with Brown with an E, the amount of times I've had to say that, daniel-brown.co.uk, or you can find me on Facebook, search for Daniel Brown Hypnotherapist, you'll find me on there. As for Pride, warwickshirepride.co.uk, and again, Facebook, just type in Warwickshire Pride, and it will come up and you'll find all the information.
Ace. Well, we'll put a link to your websites on your show notes, so people can see it's got an E rather than no E. And also, I'll put any kind of links to any free guides you've got on your website. I know you've got a couple available about Corona, but also anxiety. So I'll throw those in there as well. But Daniel, thanks for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Let's catch up in, you know, a year's time and see how you're getting on with your plans. And yeah. Look forward to seeing how you grow from here. Take care.
Thank you.
Now, a real quick message before we leave the show. Just wanted to let you know that we have got a Facebook page called The Grow Show Podcast. So type that into Facebook, The Grow Show Podcast. This is where you'll find all the latest updates, news, events. Plus, also, this is where you'll be able to get on The Grow Show as well. Plus, listen to previous episodes. So hope you enjoy this podcast. If you do, please share it with peeps. But also, let's connect on Facebook under The Grow Show. Take care, my friends. I'll see you next time.